This hadith is the hadith of Abu al-Abbas Sahl ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi radiyallahu anhu, wherein he makes mention of a man who came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, جَاءَ رَجُلٌ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ. So he said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to pause for a moment and speak about how we address people. We need to address people clearly, and we need to address them with respect. Especially when you're learning something from someone, you need to make sure that you offer the respect to the people. Also, be very observant. When you're sitting with scholars, when you're sitting with people of knowledge, when you're sitting with your teachers, any teachers who teach you goodness, any goodness, make sure you observe what's going on. You may have to narrate that to others. You may have to tell it to others. You may have something to learn from how they carry themselves and how others carry themselves too. So it's very interesting to see that we benefit from the way the companions narrated the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. They noticed the man. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, O Messenger, imagine a beautiful way of greeting. We have nicknames that we use, dirty names we use, abusive names that we use to refer to people in their presence, in their absence. And sometimes these names are so bad that the people are so offended. It is haram. Allah says, وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. You know, don't call each other with these bad nicknames that people don't like. If you call someone with a nickname they really don't mind, it's fine. But if you call them with a nickname they don't like, then abstain from it. It would cause some form of blemish in the heart that would result in perhaps discord, disunity, hatred, etc. So don't do that. Use a good word, use good names to refer even to your enemies. Don't use terrible words to refer to people, because if someone is your enemy, perhaps they may become your friend. They may be rightly guided at a certain point if you have constantly been a person of high character and conduct, good words and so on. They will realize. But if they're your enemies and you keep swearing them, then the enmity will increase. And when that happens, you will be at loss. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding. When we are calling someone, call them with good names. Even your children, your family, your spouse, your parents, your brothers, your friends, those you know, those you don't know, those who work for you, those whom you work with or for, remember to call them using respectful ways, respectful terms, and inshallah it will help both in this world and the next. So this man comes and he says, Ya Rasulullah. I think all the companions used to say, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, even some of the non-Muslims used to say, Ya Rasulullah. Some of them have addressed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his first name. Those were mostly the non-Muslims. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being asked a question. Dullani ala amalin idha amiltuhu ahabbani Allahu. وَأَحَبَّنِيَ النَّاسُ. Lead me to a deed that if I were to do it, Allah will love me and the people will love me. Wow, that's very interesting.